I can remember first before we were actually went to Acorns, I was a little bit dubious because of what Acorns is about. And obviously when you have a child, the last thing that you want to think is that that child is life limited. Obviously we knew she was very disabled, but to us she was just Millie. She was our beautiful, beautiful Millie. I mean, it was very, obviously it must be a very difficult thing for the consultants and the doctors to say, you know, this is a beautiful place where you can go, your child will have a lovely time. It's for children that are life limited and with obviously terminally ill, illnesses. So I was a little bit dubious at first because I didn't want to perhaps accept that that was how it was going to be. But then when our doctor said, go and have a look, go and just have a look around, she might benefit from the facilities. I said, okay, I'll go and have a look. Because children's hospice, you sort of think all these sick children and all these miserable people, and you walk in and it's absolutely nothing like that at all. It's completely the opposite. It's so fun and happy. Everybody's smiling. It's nothing like I expected it to be at all, which was wonderful. They looked after us so well, and we had our own flat upstairs, so we could stay with Millie while we were getting to know the people. And to, obviously with a child who's so dependent, you need to be able to 100% trust whoever's looking after them. So we used to stay upstairs and Millie would be downstairs being looked after, but we were still in the building, but we didn't have to do any of her care. And then once we were confident to leave her, that was when it was sort of like, fine, that's absolutely fine. One of the last times we stayed, I was upstairs and I popped out of the room and I looked down, and at the time they'd got the nurse's station underneath, and obviously Millie hadn't wanted to go to bed because she liked to stay up and she was a bit nosy sometimes, and I looked down and they didn't know I was watching, and all the girls were sat around, and I could see Millie sitting in her chair giggling and getting so excited, and they were all chatting to her as if she was part of their conversation. And I remember looking down and thinking, do you know what, I'm really happy to leave her here, because I knew that she was happy and that she was getting so much lovely care.
Tell us exactly how important they were to your life.
Okay, well basically we lost to Millie in April of this year, which is obviously about 8 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. She was 15 and a half and she had been going to Acorns for the last 6 years, and she has had the most fantastic time there. She had lovely, lovely people looking after her all the time who were just like an extended family to us. She had a wonderful time while she was there. So it was her social life, because obviously as a 15-year-old girl wouldn't want to be with her parents all the time. So it was important for her to branch out and have that freedom. And she met lots of lovely friends, and the staff there are just wonderful. They adored Millie, and she loved going there. She was also so happy.
So how do you think then you'd have managed if there had been no Acorns for you?
Well, it would have been... It would have been a huge struggle, because obviously to have that all the time, I think, you know, a lot of parents would have completely cracked under the circumstances. And also, like I said, for Millie to have a social life, it was very important, and to have different people come into her life and different stimulants. Without Acorns, I think we would have really, really struggled. It would have been very, very difficult. And we're very grateful. They're wonderful. Everybody there is absolutely wonderful.
And still, obviously, the care continues,
yes,
doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I mean, obviously, we lost Millie in April of this year, and she actually passed at Acorns, which was what we all wanted her, when we knew that obviously she wasn't going to live. And to be able to do that was fantastic for us. I mean, obviously it was the most horrendous situation for any parent to be in. It's the worst thing you can ever imagine. But Acorns just made the situation 100 times easier, because we were able to spend time with Millie. All the whole of the family were with her. We sat with the doors open on a lovely sunny day, and we were all around her bed. And she was just surrounded by people that still loved her. And there were all the other children there at the time who obviously were completely unaware of what was happening. But it just felt she was in a family environment. And the staff there looked after us so well. I mean, there was a doctor there, so there was no worries about if she was in any distress or if we needed anything for her. Everything was taken care of, and they just made it an awful situation, obviously, as best as it could have been.
And in terms as well then of you giving back, because you clearly couldn't have done it without Acorns, or it wouldn't have been half as well as, it's not easy ever, but they've really helped you through this. Mm-hmm. So you've actually now already left a legacy, haven't mm-hmm. you?
Yeah. I mean, to start with, we have done fundraising in the past. We've done charity nights where we've played. My dad was a drummer in a band. And so when Millie passed, for her donations in her memory, we asked for all the money to go towards Acorn. So that's all been good. And they're getting a lovely big gazebo for the children,
oh,
which
fabulous.
Is on its way. It's a nice big wooden one, which is lovely. So all the children can sit underneath it in the sunshine and have barbecues. And we're going to have a big wooden butterfly with Millie's name on it in her memory, so that will be actually something to remember her by. So all the money's gone towards that, and then they'll get some more sensory equipment and anything else that they need. But obviously I'm going to be doing the walk, and a lot of my friends are doing it as well, and I want to give as much back to Acorns as I possibly can, because of how they've helped me and my family. And they're just wonderful. They're absolutely wonderful. And we could not have done it without them.
Well, it's very, very brave of you, Kelly, to come so soon mm-hmm. after Millie's passing and talk to us. And we really hope that from listening to your story, people who haven't yet signed up to join our walk are really seriously thinking about it. But if there is any need left for persuasion, why would you say that they should do it?
Well, I mean, obviously, you until you've been in any situation, you don't know how important it is. And obviously, Acorns is very, very close to my heart, because I've had a huge experience from it. But I would just say to anybody, you know, if you would be giving so many people and so many children and families so much happiness by going forward and doing the walk. And you know, it's a wonderful charity to be helping, and I think anybody who's thinking about it, just do it. Do it, do it, do it, do it now.